You're listening to the Global Heroes Podcast. Thank you for joining us today for the article, The Chiefs of Ontario Call on the Government of Ontario to Declare a 365-Day Moratorium of Mine Claim Staking. Let's begin. Over the past year, First Nations in Ontario have experienced an exponential rise in the number of mining claims being staked on their territory, some as high as 30%. These 2023 figures represent the highest annual number of mining claims staked in Ontario over the last 6 years. Such extreme increases lead to an insurmountable administrative burden for First Nation communities responsible for reviewing and responding to the mining claims. The Chiefs of Ontario are calling on the Government of Ontario to declare a territory-wide moratorium on the Mining Lands Administration System, MLAS, for 365 days, said Ontario Regional Chief Glenn Hare. Mining claim staking continues to grow at a pace that far outstrips the ability of First Nations to respond and directly impacts our inherent, treaty, and constitutionally protected rights. A 365-day moratorium is necessary as it will give First Nations communities the time that is required to assess the impacts of the MLAS, the effects of the mine claims currently being staked, as well as develop a process whereby meaningful and fulsome engagement and consultation can be integrated into the MLAS processes. Under the current MLAS system, prospectors can easily stake a mining claim online and are not required to engage or consult with First Nations, even if the area in which the claim is staked is within their territories. As a result, the area of land that has been staked is automatically removed from treaty and crown land that First Nations may have otherwise had access to add to reserve land, convert into parks, or land that is currently undergoing land settlements via claims negotiations. This current system allows for the minimization of First Nations consent and any requirements based on the duty to consult and accommodate by being conducted in a globally accessed virtual environment. The invisible virtual mining process in Ontario compromises and impacts the spirit and intent of all treaties and unceded territories in Ontario. As confirmed by the recent Supreme Court decision made in the case of Jitsala v. British Columbia, this is not only a concern for Ontario First Nations. The case is an important win because the court declared that BC's current online mineral claim system breaches the Crown's duty to consult. The court gave BC 18 months to design a new system that incorporates consultation, and though it likely will be appealed, it sets an important precedent for First Nations in other provinces. We are aware that the stance on using lands for development and resource extraction is not homogeneous across Ontario First Nations. This moratorium is not intended to, in any way, impede on those who are currently or wish to undertake activities that will bolster economic development in their territories. We call on the government to implement this moratorium as a means to ensure that the Crown and Right of Ontario honor its constitutional and treaty-based obligations to all First Nations in Ontario. For more information, please visit chiefs-of-ontario.org. Thanks for choosing Global Heroes as your positive news source. Be sure to check out our award-winning TV show, It's a Beautiful World. Now streaming on Prime Video in the US and the UK. Not from there? See clips and behind the scenes on Instagram at itsabeautifulworld_TV. See you on the next episode of the Global Heroes Podcast.